Memorize. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. This verse speaks about two men. The first man, by disobedience, brought sin and death. Do you know who that was? If you are thinking Adam, you are correct. Adam is the father of the whole human race. He was created perfect and sinless, but he turned away from God and chose to go his own way. This was disobedience. In disobeying, he became a sinner. Because he was our first parent, everyone born into the world since then has been born with a sinful heart. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. But our verse tells of another man who obeyed. This was our Lord Jesus Christ. He lived as the perfect Son of God in heaven before he put on a human body and came to earth to die for our sins. Philippians 2:8 says that being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Because God was pleased with the work of his Son on the cross for our sins, he raised him again from the dead and offers the free gift of salvation to all. God will count us as right or righteous when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our only God and Savior from sin.